He was almost a monkey, a founding member of Buffalo Springfield. His songwriting and production elevated Crosby, Stills, and Nash's work, and he's written some American standards on his own. He is Stephen Stills. He returns with a new album called Man Alive. Today we'll talk music with a feisty Stephen Stills, find out what he's been doing for the last 15 years since his last album and more. Let's begin with this performance of a classic, Helplessly Hoping.
They are one person, they got two alone, they got three together, they got all each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cause. Love isn't lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on yellow. They got one person, they got two alone. They are three together, they are for each other.
What a great way to begin our set today with Stephen Stills and Helplessly Hoping. It must be great for you to do songs from different contexts in this band and to hear just a single harmony on that. That's really cool.
That was Michael Finnegan. And
yes.
That's kind of the way that was the original intent of the song. It was your basic, Louisiana Hayride kind of country.
Stephen has a new solo album. It's his first in 14 years. He's just trying to keep up with Neil.
But this one, what was your motivation to finally get this one done? Because had some of the songs been around for a while, or how did it work out?
Basically, the way I got it done is I refused to play it for the other guys while it was in progress. Because in the interim, there were six projects between CSNY and CSN. And somehow I would say, hey, come on, I got these, I'm working on a solo album, dig these songs. And, we'll have that one and that one and that one, yes, come on. And great, we can start a new CSN album. And so I'd, no, I'm not going to play these for you anymore until I finish this frigging thing, otherwise before the second child has graduated from college.
But they actually appear on a bunch of these, so they got them into the studio and quietly played it for them.
Once they got the point, they were more than glad to help.
Now, when you were recording Helplessly Hoping, there's stories of you wearing out the tape, working in the studio, and you pretty much produced that first CSNN album. Has your approach to recording different nowadays? Are you just as emphatic on it?
No, if you'll notice, this one actually pretty much sounds like the first one. It's this one I approached more with an eye to being able to play it live. Everything's pretty much playable. We're going to do songs from the new one. There are no fades, and it's all meant to be played live in front of real people.
Well, there's a lot of bluesy sounding things on here, and I happen to know you're going to do a song called Different Man. I just wanted to read a little bit of the lyrics to this so people can make sure they get it, because it says a lot about where you seem to be in your life right now. I am a different man than you've ever seen me be. I got young, though I'm
right
older
there.
Now.
I think I can deliver the song better than you can.
Okay. I know you're right.
Different man than you've ever seen me be. I got young, though I'm older now. Fear and anger have no power over me. Dug a hole and I did fall in. There I stayed for a while. Who done told to be my savior? In their pity, they done lost all sense of me. Nothing really matters but the love that's in my heart. And long, tall Sally's standing by me. Many are the friends I have been loyal to her fault, who have known all along that there's, hey, too much good be done. Feeling shameful for too long, they failed by doing wrong. With all our sinners, the Lord forgives everyone, and God forgives everyone.
Yeah, you got a point. That was pretty good. That was pretty good. So what made you a different man? What's been going on?
Well, there's a reference in there to Long Tall Sally. And I'm the only person I know who, in their 60th year, had a child, the last one, and a grandchild. And that's partially due to Long Tall Sally, who is a bit taller than I am and 20 years younger. And she said, come on, old man, one more. And... okay, and it does make you younger. It's the height of vanity to have a child at this age, but It does make you younger, but then you have to play them off like Bill Cosby used to said, you know I can't catch you. So, you know, we just, here, take this money.
The Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young dates were just released a while ago for the summer tour. And you can bet that's going to be a political fest out there. And you got a couple of political songs on here, more in the environmental range of things. You can maybe do one of those?
Well, actually, this song is about... Is it perfect? It's just graduation time, and this song is a little warning to someone who's about to go off into the world. That was started by Graham, and I heard this chorus, and I just said, I'll just have that, thank you, and paid him back for the many times he'd done that to me. And the result is our new single, which is a blues. We're going to turn up the level a little bit, so all you guys with ties, you know, just loosen them one notch, right? Otherwise, you might damage might occur. So you're gone out on your own, and you're finally leaving home. You'll be alright, just watch out for your spirit. Finally be alone, making choices of your own. Like a ship at sea, your life goes where your spirit.
Oh,
Wounded World from my guest Stephen Stills. More performance and conversation coming up, including what Jimi Hendrix taught him about guitar when we return to the World Cafe. Stephen Stills is here today, and we'll get to more of the performance. As you can hear, Stephen is sounding great on guitar, and I ask him how he hears his playing changing over the years.
Well, I really didn't get good until I was about 50, honest. And I went to Latin America, and they didn't have a collect. Right when I would have been in bands, I had one band with Don Felder in Gainesville, Florida in 19... And then we went to, you know, and it's just, you know, we left the country. And so I got real good at the harmony stuff. And but I was a late bloomer on the lead guitar. But I do love it, so. And there's a lot of effort by Neil and Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and people like that to teach me how to play so that we could jam without me just sitting there and playing rhythm and, you know, in this mindless stupor.
What did you learn from Jimi Hendrix?
How to play position, and the fact that a lot of stuff that he could do, I could not, because his thumb was a good inch and a half longer than mine.
Wow.
Looked like Dr. J's.
Now, you talk about Latin music, and there's a beautiful Spanish suite on this album that Herbie Hancock plays piano on. Does that come from, you grew up in Central America? How much time did you spend there as a kid?
About 2 years. Enough to get passing Spanish. Although my Spanish professor, Don Julian, would not have agreed, as I learned in Spain when I just was there. But I played that song in Barcelona, and they like olé'd between every line. It was great. Because it's honestly, the Spanish lyrics and the English are not the same. I mean, not translation. It's a continuing story in this sort of weird schizophrenic mind, you know, bilingual kind of thing. But then, hey, you know, be yourself. That's what they say.
Well, you know, it's funny because I'm going all the way back to Buffalo Springfield. I mean, Unamundo was one of the first world music rock. It was really unusual then to bring that into rock music.
Well, I say it's about time. Like the couple at the airport, that there was a lost Japanese couple and they were trying to help them, and you know, and they couldn't understand each other. And finally, the man says, "You're an American now. Speak Spanish."
Stephen's going to move over to the. He's got. Is this the Ray Charles moment?
Yeah.
Cool.
There's a man. You know they call trouble, and it follows me everywhere I go. You an old man in trouble, you can't get me now, 'cause I'm your own. Mr. Charlie, you know I work hard for you. But to me, to me, mean as you can be, you an old man in trouble. You can't get me now, 'cause my mind is free. Got no place to lay my weary head. Rather leave all my trouble and let the green grass be my bed. Is in my song. My song, my song is blowing in the breeze. Oh man, trouble. You can't get me now, 'cause my mind is free. I gotta. For the life I'm digging, I got a need to give what I got to give. So goodbye. Ask me some questions. I need to touch my breath.
That's another one you'll find on Man Love. Stephen, a lot of it's always been a big part of what you do, but there's a lot of kind of blues influence things on this album. And where did the blues come in for you? I heard some stories about you as a teenager running across Texas to catch Howlin' Wolf. Did you see a lot of the original blues guys when you were coming up?
Yeah, there were. The Chitlin' Circuit ran through North Florida. in Louisiana, and that was kind of my stomping grounds. And me and a buddy of mine would think nothing of, you know, driving 200 miles to go to the little punky record store, you know, underneath the big old live oak tree that had these 78s, you know, and labels like Arhuli and Brunswick and stuff, and find these wonderful songs. And then we would take them home, and it was exactly like Whoopi Goldberg trying to translate, you know, Mick Jagger. You know? I was high, you know, and but we got it, and we learned all those old songs, and we started with, of course, Jimmy Reed, who probably had the soulfulest, and Bo Diddley lived just down the road, you know, in Alachua, and still has a farm there. So, I mean, it's just a part of my soul.
How'd you get from being from the blues to being a folk singer in New York City? I mean, that was kind of...
They didn't have bands in folk, you know, it's like the Butterfield Blues Band showed up from... Oh, thank God. Because if I heard one more extended version of Old Blue
right.
from a chick from Cambridge, I was going to die.
And what about the transition for you from there to L.A.? What was the scene playing with people in New York like moving to L.A.? Because I've heard people from that era say...
I was an acid trip before there was acid. You know, that was like... there's a definite argument for that California and the East Coast are just different countries. Boy, and that was certainly true then. And I'm kind of an East Coast kind of guy. So there were a lot of surprises, but you cannot argue with the weather.
Absolutely not. So what are you going to do next?
I am going to do a song that is a little bit of a personal history about how I met that character that came to have such a profound influence on my life. I was and also hopefully I on his. We were traveling with this little folk group across Canada, and we got to Thunder Bay, Ontario, which was then known as Fort William, and this guy comes in and sets up a little three-piece band to do a guest set, and he's very strange, but I was knocked out by what he did, and we basically hung out for almost 10 days just playing around, and he was introducing me to Canada. You know, that's a buffalo, you know. and this is an A&W. Oh, we have those at home, dude. And this is the kind of the story of the Springfield, and it's called, what's it called? Round the Bend. I think it's more, the Round the Bend part is more about the car. He had this hearse, which is the best band wagon that you can have. I mean, A, it's got some style. B, you can fit the drums in it, you know. And he killed a couple on the way to California. And this is, so Round the Bend, I think, refers to the first one whose name was Mort. Anyway, this is Around the Bend. This apparition and an enigma, but my intuition told me, hold on, listen to what he said. He got a song and a duplex play. Ah, escalated. an honest heart. Couldn't wait to tear us apart. That was 30 years ago, but the magic is alive, you know. Let's take it right round the bend, round and around.
Stephen Stills, Joe Vitale, Kevin McCormick, and Mike Finnegan.
Once again, thanks to Stephen and the band, Man Alive is the name of the new Stephen Stills album, and it is available at our World Cafe CD store at our website at worldcafe.npr.org.